the case. Let us talk now about gambling and the effect of gambling on the economy and society. This is from the British Medical Journal, and it says that the economic cost of gambling-related harm has been significantly underestimated, and it wants a new tax on the gambling industry. This is they're saying that there's an estimated 430,000 problem gamblers in the UK and the lack of funding to help them. Well, Gerard Barnes is the CEO of Smart TMS. Good morning to you, Gerard. What is Smart TMS?
Morning, Penny. Smart TMS is a company that specialises in treating people with mental health conditions and addictions.
And how does it do that?
We use technique which is TMS, which stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation, which is quite a mouthful, but basically it means that we're using electromagnetism, we stimulate the brain to change. The brain, as you know, is an electrical organ, and electromagnetism, if you remember your O-level or GCSE physics, using magnetism you can stimulate electric currents. So a magnet on the outside of the head can completely painlessly cause changes within your brain.
And so people wear this magnet on their head. How does it work?
You need to come into our clinic. It's quite a powerful magnet. It's about the same power as a MRI magnet, but it's very focused on the specific area of your brain. And so depending on what condition we're treating you for, we would place it on a specific part of your head, and then after 20 minutes treatment, you would feel slightly better, but then you need to do that probably for, depending on what condition we're treating, 20 or 30 times, and then hopefully, because it doesn't work for everybody, in common with antidepressants and CBT and all sorts of other mental health treatments, hopefully you would be better.
So when you say better, sorry, I'm slightly confused. What does it actually... So there you are. If you're a gambling addict, what you're doing is you're constantly, it seems to me anyway, obviously, if you're not an addictive personality, it's actually sometimes quite difficult to understand why somebody would be prepared to lose so much for a quick high. But it seems that it is about this high. You chase the money. The money goes, you chase it, and even if you win, you still carry on because you think you can win bigger. And I'm assuming it's something to do with an endorphin rush. Is that what people are constantly searching for?
Yeah. So the way the brain works, we are all wired our brains are wired to seek out pleasure, and evolution has meant that certain things are cues for pleasure, for rewards, as scientists talk about it in our brain. So typically for most of us that's food, social interactions, sex. So those are the kind of survival instincts that we need. In behavioral addictions, so behavioral addictions like gambling and potentially like internet addictions, social media, porn, those sorts of things, the reward systems are hijacked, if you like, and the brain circuits, the brain rewires itself. And so the reward, as you quite rightly say, the reward that you need, or the stimulus that you need to get the same level of reward, gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So you need to stake more money in a behavioral addiction like gambling. You stake more money in a chemical addiction like cocaine. You just require more of the drug. So, yeah, you're the addiction, the element of the addiction that TMS particularly helps with is the craving. It's that desire to go back and have another bet.
See, there's been. I was going to say, in my family, there's been gambling problems amongst. I'm thinking about people who are particularly with cards. But what worries me most about gambling at the moment is that younger people are becoming addicted to it. It's not this sort of problem that we associate with people who perhaps are middle-aged or late middle-aged and that they have had a life of gambling. This is about teenagers and 20-somethings. Are you finding more people coming to you with those at that age?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Everybody's image of gambling is the betting shop, isn't it? And now with internet gambling, it's much more widespread. And so yes, the ages at which gambling addictions kick in is getting lower.
And so, what do you think should happen then to try to stop it happening, particularly if it's taking over? I mean, nobody's trying to say that you shouldn't be able to go and gamble, have a little flutter here and there, but obviously if it's affecting and impacting you and the economy as a whole and the country as a whole, then it is a problem. So what do you think should be happening?
Well, I think it's a social problem, isn't it? Like some of the other ones which have, well, we have made serious significant change in over the last decades, because these things take decades, don't they? So, you know, drink driving, I'm thinking of smoking to an extent, and so it's a systemic response that we need that tackles it at the individual level and at the societal level. So, I think the BMJ article was talking about increasing taxes on the gaming companies, the impact of advertising. Needs to be looked at. It's late night TV, as I'm sure you're aware, is all gambling adverts.
Well, it's not just late night TV, is it? It's during the day, during live sports matches. I mean, we all know the adverts that are there, and this is when children are watching television. So it's not late night.
Yeah, I mean, if you're old enough, you will remember that cigarette companies were major sponsors of F1. That doesn't happen anymore, and I suspect that we need to go down a similar sort of route with gambling companies.
If you have somebody in your family who you think is having much more of a problem than perhaps they suggest, what can they do to help? Because I know when we've talked about alcoholism in the past, unfortunately, as much as you want to help them, it's extraordinarily difficult until the person concerned actually faces up to the facts. Is it the same with gambling?
Yes, essentially with all addictions, the patient needs to want to change. They need to want to change that behaviour, and it's very common in addictions to want to change, but then actually. It's not within your core that you really want to change, but there will hopefully come a time when they do really genuinely want to change. Addiction is a very powerful disease. It is, you know, it's recognised as a mental health condition. It's not a moral failing. So if they want to get better, then as a family member, you need to try and support them with that, encourage them to join a 12-step program. Sadly, the NHS gambling services are pretty limited, but there aren't any sort of drugs or what have you. So I think, you know, yes, by all means, talk to your GP, but probably talk to Gamblers Anonymous. CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, can help, and then consider something like our offering at Smart TMS, transcranial magnetic stimulation, really works.
Gerard, thank you very much. That's Gerard Burns, CEO of that particular company. The time is 7:15.